Welcome back to the Panthers.com video mailbag presented by Cinta. Staff writer Max Henson answering your questions ahead of this Monday night football matchup against the Miami Dolphins. We got our questions via Facebook this week. We got our first one from Michael Klein, who says, thoughts after the first game without Kelvin? Well, obviously the Panthers made that big decision to ship Kelvin Benjamin out to Buffalo in a trade that really shook up the offense. And Ron Rivera talked about the fact that putting more speed on the field would hopefully both open things up in the passing game and in the running game. And if you look at that first game against Atlanta, it wasn't always pretty, but I think a lot of what Ron Rivera hoped would be accomplished was accomplished. Let's look at the running game first. Obviously, the Panthers rushed for a season-high 201 yards against the Falcons. Huge day on the ground from Cam Newton, but they also got plenty from Christian McCaffrey, who had his best day as a pro in the ground game. Obviously, that's what the Panthers wanted to see in their run game, be able to kind of create some movement up front. And in order to do that, they needed to kind of the box to be a little less stacked. And that's what kind of that speed on the outside allowed them to do. If you look at some of those run plays, the Falcons safety was kind of tracking back and allowing Carolina to get a little bit more of a push up front. And you kind of saw the results in the run game. Now, in the passing game, again, as I said, it wasn't always pretty. There's a lot for Carolina still to work on. But you saw a big game from Devin Funchess, 86 yards, and kind of running some of those routes out of that X wide receiver position that we talked about him stepping into with Kelvin's departure. Everybody wants to see more production from Curtis Samuel, and that's obviously something the Panthers are going to try to get going here in the later part of the season. But still, his speed and the presence of his speed had an impact, and there's no doubt about it. The Falcons had to respect it, and you saw Carolina use some things to play off of that. So, long story short, yes, I think Kelvin's trade and what we thought we might see, or what the Panthers hope they might see, is a pretty good start. Got our next question from Raul Rodriguez, who says, with Jay Stu having two fumbles this past game, do you think the Panthers will give McCaffrey more opportunities to carry the ball more? Well, let's start with Jonathan Stewart first. Obviously, those two fumbles against Atlanta, extremely frustrating for no one more than Jonathan. I mean, that guy knows as well as anybody that it's something you just can't have. You cannot turn the football over, have to protect it, and those two fumbles are something that he has to bounce back from. And I think this Carolina Panthers offense is fully confident that he will. I would be shocked if they went away from Jonathan in any way going forward here. They have a lot of faith in him. He is such a big part of this offense with his power rushing presence. It's one that this offense really needs. And as to the question about McCaffrey having more opportunities, a ton of these questions came through on Facebook this week about him having an even more expanded role. And I think you have to be careful with that because he has such a big role already. And I don't think the Panthers want to put much more on him. I mean, already with what he's doing in the passing game and the running game is substantial enough. They need him and Jonathan to both have roles on this offense and in this run game. And I think we're going to continue to see that going forward. Got our last question from Billy Launders, who asks, how does the defense plan on creating takeaways? We can't be a number one defense without those. Well, right now the Panthers rank number one in total defense in the NFL. And as you mentioned, as good as that is to be allowing the fewest allowed yards per game of any defense in the league, the takeaways haven't been there as much as anybody would like this season. But you look at these past two games and maybe that's starting to change. Look, one turnover against the Atlanta Falcons, but technically you could probably call it two if you have that fourth and one stop in addition to Mike Adams' interception. Those are two huge plays in the game that the defense was able to produce. You look about the week, talk about the week prior, three takeaways against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. So maybe the tide is starting to turn for this defense, and if they can create those takeaways on a more consistent basis in the second half of the season, look out, because we know how good this defense has been just keeping offenses off the field, limiting the amount of points and yards. If they start taking the ball away, then you're talking about a defense that could really help propel this team to some greater heights in 2017. That's the question this week, everybody. Do it again next time, right here on Panthers.com.